For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Many in Thailand are still anxiously waiting following the successful rescue of four boys from the flooded cave complex. Heavy rains threaten to raise water levels in the cave, and officials say it could take four more days to rescue the rest. After more than 2 weeks trapped in the dark cave, eight boys and their soccer coach are waiting for their turn for the risky escape.
This is the most scary situation that I think a person could go through.
Anmar Mirza is the national coordinator of the National Cave Rescue Mission.
You can't make a horror movie that would even compare, and I've been involved in cave rescue for 30 years, and I cannot even think of one that was this complicated.
The path out is a dangerous one. They need to replace the spent oxygen inside the cave before they retrieve any more people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
British Prime Minister Theresa May says she is appalled and shocked by the death of 44-year-old Dawn Sturgis, who, along with her partner, was exposed to a military-grade nerve agent. The BBC's June Kelly says police have labeled it a homicide.
We understand that the Prime Minister will be making a statement later this evening, but it appears that now what an international murder attempt has ended with the death of a mother of three who was living at a hostel in Salisbury, and this is now a murder inquiry.
Just one day before he makes the announcement, President Trump says he's very close to settling on a Supreme Court nominee to replace the retiring Anthony Kennedy, who, while a conservative, was a critical swing vote on the high court. Senate Democratic Whip Dick Durbin on NBC's Meet the Press.
This court will decide the future of women's health care and the freedom of women to make choices about the future of their families.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
A champion fighter adds another belt to his collection. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
At last night's Ultimate Fighting Championship, Daniel Cormier grabbed the heavyweight championship belt with an opening round knockout to Stipe Miocic. Speaking to reporters after the win, Cormier took time to thank the UFC.
It takes a lot of people to make something like this happen, you know, so I thank the UFC, Dana White, everybody for giving me the opportunity, because they didn't have to do this.
Cormier now has both the light heavyweight and heavyweight belts. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Santa Barbara County officials in California have declared a local emergency as a wildfire driven by strong winds and high heat destroyed several homes and forced thousands of residents to evacuate. Mike Eliason with the Santa Barbara County Fire Department.
Right now we're looking at about 50 to 80 acres right now. That number could fluctuate still when we get the assessment teams out there. That number could change. Right now with the amount of structures we have 20 structures that have been damaged or destroyed. Again, we're going to have those assessment teams out there to determine if those were houses or barns or other types of buildings.
Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner is calling the shutdown of a busy Chicago interstate by anti-violence protesters unacceptable. The Republican tweets he was disappointed in Mayor Rahm Emanuel and called on him to take swift and decisive action to put an end to this kind of chaos. Emanuel responded in a tweet, "It was a peaceful protest. Delete your account." For USA Radio.